1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Peters Township High School. It's tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. It's the WPIAL Class 5A Girls Basketball Quarterfinals. The Trinity Hillers, the number 9 seed, taking on the number 1 seeded South Fayette Lions. I'm Randy Gore, along with Bob Orquist, for tonight's broadcast and our coverage on WJPA, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Chambers Insurance Agency, protecting generations since 1953. Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Schwein & Broughton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Now, coming up, we'll diagnose this broadcast of this game for you between Trinity and South Fayette on the Visit Greene County pregame show.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
WPIAL Class 5A Quarterfinals Girls Basketball, 9th seeded Trinity against top seeded South Fayette. Trinity enters with a record of 17-6 overall. They were 8-4 in Section 3, finishing third place in the section behind section champ Thomas Jefferson and second place Baldwin. The Hillers have won three in a row entering tonight's game and coming off a 50-48 win over West Allegheny in the opening round of the playoffs. Vit Emrich was fouled with just a half second left and made two free throws to secure the win, 50-48, so high-pressure situation. And Emrich coming through. She finished with 14 points. Sutton Williamson led with 15. South Fayette, meanwhile, 21-1 overall, undefeated section champs in Section 3, and they are the reigning state champions in the classification and have also appeared in the last four WPIAL title games and hoping to extend that stretch. Winners of 14 in a row entering tonight's game. The only loss for South Fayette out of district to Miami Country Day in Florida by a narrow 56-54 final. The Lions coming off a dominant 78-19 win over Kiski Area in the opening round of these 5A playoffs. Haley LeMondi with 18 points in the victory for the Lions. We'll step aside for a break as we'll have more for you on the Visit Greene County pregame show on the WJPA
Sports
Network.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
And welcome back on the WJPA Sports Network as we're back on the Visit Greene County pregame show. Trinity and South Fayette dueling here tonight in the 5A bracket. Trinity the number 9, South Fayette the number 1 seed. And this has been quite a series over the years. Last playoff meeting was in the 2024 WPIAL quarterfinal. South Fayette won that one 53-39. Right here at Peters Township. We'll step aside for another break as we'll have the start of this one on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
And we're back at Peters Township High School 5A quarterfinals. Trinity and South Fayette starters being introduced as we speak. And I'll turn it over to Bob Orquist. Welcome in, Bob Orquist. And I'll turn it over to him for your starters.
It's good to be welcome for Trinity, the number 9 seed at 17-6. Kamari Behrens, a senior guard. Ben Emmerich is a junior guard. You mentioned had the two winning free throws in the first round of these playoffs. Gabby Humphreys, sophomore forward at 6'2". Sut Williamson is a fantastic player. She's a Williamson, so that means she's a fantastic athlete. A junior guard, and Bentley Leyu, a senior guard. Williamson, by the way, first team all Big 5'6". Leyu, second team all Big 5'6". That's for head coach Bill Paletti. For South Fayette and Brian Bennett, they, as you mentioned, are 22-1, the number one seed. Leda Wright, a junior guard. She's got Division I offers. Haley Lamondes, a senior guard, a Division I commit, South Carolina upstate. Juliet LaRue goes by Juju. That flows when she's making baskets, which she does quite often. She's a senior guard forward. She's headed to Florida Atlantic. Ella Vieira is a sophomore guard. She's got some Division I offers already. And Ryan Oedeker, a senior guard. She is committed to Marist. They've got six. Wright, Lamondi, LaRue, and Oedeker, her first team, all Big 5-6. Vieira is all Big 5-6. Second team, as is Kenzie Rumberger. If you want Bobby O's rankings, here they are. If I were to rank all the number one seeds, all 12 of them, South Fayette would be the number one.
And it would be hard to argue against that, Bob Orquist.
I would have trouble splitting. The committee did, too, splitting Jeanette and Sewickley Academy boys 2A. Jeanette, as the defending champions, got the nod in that bracket.
Well, opening tip, and we're underway, is the tap controlled by Juju LaRue and the South Fayette Lions, moving right to left in this first quarter. From our broadcast perspective, Trinity in the visiting blue uniform, South Fayette in the home whites with the green numerals and lettering. Three ball near the top of the key, rattles out for Oldecker, and Trinity able to rip the ball away. Here is Bentley Lehue. 30 seconds in, Trinity in possession. Great to have you with us here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. I'm Randy Gore, along with Bob Orquist, for tonight's contest. Trinity working the offense. The winner of this one will face the winner between Baldwin and Peters Township, being played at Bethel Park tonight. Inside feed, there's Williamson, and she's fouled as Williamson will head to the free throw line.
Ella Vieira, she got there a half second late. Maybe Bill Williamson out of losing possession of the ball.
Sutton Williamson will head to the free throw line. We'll take a quick break here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Sutton Williamson went for two on her trip to the free throw line, then a miss the other way for South Fayette. Trinity possesses again, looking for the upset. This has been a great rivalry over the years between the two schools. Some
back in the quarterfinals in 2024, South Fayette upset Trinity, as you talked about. And Trinity was the three seed in that tournament. South Fayette was the six.
And South Fayette that year atoned for two losses to Trinity in the regular season. Here's a steal by LaRue. She'll take it the distance, but the miss, and the ball out of bounds off of Vieira.
0 for 3 to start. LaRue had a great transition chance down the left side, but missed it.
LaRue, the Florida Atlantic University commit, unable to convert. And full court pressure here from the Lions. Trinity gliding into the forecourt comes Vint Emmerich. Pass to Williamson, trying to jump the pass, was right, nearly did. Williamson pauses, picks up her dribble top of the key. We'll dish it off to the top left corner with Emmerich. Wright defending her. She's a terrific defender, is Layla Wright. And reaching in, and a foul called this time on Ryan Oldecker, a 5'11 senior guard. And daughter of legendary head coach Dory Oldecker, one of the greatest all-time in WPIL history, inducted into the WPIL Hall of Fame just last spring.
Also in the Beaver County Hall of Fame.
And I'm sure many other Hall of Fames, and if she's not, she'll be in more.
I'll just make a Hall of Fame. Put her in there in my first class.
Yeah, six WPIL titles and five state titles, one at Blackhawk and Mount Lebanon. That'll do that for you. So Ryan, the great daughter of Coach Dory Oldecker. Ryan headed to Marist University. Is Trinity running the offense here in between the circles on the top right point? There's Emmerich again, trying to spread out the South Fayette defense. South Fayette already a couple of fouls, near travel from Emmerich, but she'll lob it up to Williamson, tight to the near sideline. Guarded by Vieira. Williamson hands it off now to Behrens. Behrens swatted out of there by Vieira. Get out of here.
So Trinity is working hard. The thing, this is my second time this season seeing South Fayette. Their motion on both sides, they're so active. But Trinity has been working hard. They've got a pass. That was a really good look down the left blocks, but you got an eraser in the sophomore Vieira at the back end of that, and you get a turnover.
Yeah, inbounds pass stolen by Layla Wright. We told you she's great on defense. Step back three from the right quarter. No good for Lamondi, and then it's out of bounds off of South Fayette.
Now so 0 for 4 for South Fayette.
Still 1-0 Trinity. The only point, that free throw from Sutton Williamson in the early going. We're at 2 minutes and 59 seconds in. Ball sent in to Emmerich. And Vieira, she can come out and defend the guard. And
then gets a block at the back end, right? That's versatility.
Yeah, long wingspan for Vieira at 5'9". Now we've got a tie-up.
Ties up her counterpart, number 24, Bentley Layu.
Vieira gassed a bit. She's going to check out Kenzie Rumberger in, the 5'7 freshman guard for South Fayette. Ball sent in to Williamson as she surveys. Sutton Williamson, 4.5 GPA, and if you know her family lineage, not only are they great athletes, but they're all very intelligent, all of her siblings.
Well, she's got a sister at New York University and a brother headed to Harvard.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
And very good athletes as well. Here's a find for Behrens, and she's out of bounds on the baseline.
Because Juju LaRue got there and forced Behrens to try to catch it. By the way, in my travels, which have been aplenty, Kamari Behrens and her sisters on the team, Camille, and as well as Gabby Rigg, who's on the bench for Trinity, had a chance to see all three of them play for the JFK Comets in the Diocesan Grade School Championships. And here they are in the WPIL playoffs together.
Had to be a pretty good team.
They were.
And they still are, right? Here's Wright wide open from beyond the arc. Misses back iron. Still off the scoreboard here.
Over
it's
5.
1-0. No field goals yet in this game. We're over halfway through the first quarter.
We got a pitcher's duel going on already.
1-0 Trinity. You heard that right. 3:40 and counting first quarter. Out of the left corner, Emmerich. Williamson in between the circles. Looks for Humphreys trying to cut, but Wright defending her well. That's the difficulty as you work a deliberate offense, but it's hard to find anyone open.
They chase, right? They're man-to-man pressure. Again, I mentioned their motion on both ends is just fantastic for Coach Bennett.
Now Williamson trying to force one up for the right side. And Oldecker, great defense. Offensive rebound, Layhew after the air ball. And Trinity will reset as we near 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Ooh, thought Lee should have took that.
Wow, right corner wide open was Gabby Humphreys. People in the crowd were saying, shoot it. That was the most wide open, I think, Trinity player.
Lee should have taken that before she passed out of the paint. By the way, Bentley Lee has 3 rebounds. But she had a chance, I think, to turn and go up. But, yeah, if you're going to pass out of that, you want your teammate to shoot an open 3 from the right corner.
Gabby Rigg checks in for Trinity. Missed several weeks due to a shoulder injury. You can see the brace on the shoulder on the NFHS network. Ball sent in after the ball was tipped out of bounds. Sent in by Trinity. There is Rigg. Hand off to Emmerich. Pull up Jay, 12-footer, and that's swatted away by LaRue. And we've got contact on the other end with both teams chasing for a loose ball. And let's see where this goes.
So it was almost Oldecker. She had it knocked away, then Rigg knocked it away. We got a foul.
They call it on Rigg, yes. Her first. Still 1-0 Trinity with 2:46 left in the first period.
It had
period.
To be with the body because I thought she got a clean swat.
Right, wide open on the inbounds for 3. No good. Rebound Vieira as she chases it down. Top of the key, another player wide open. That one back iron for Lamondi. Still cold.
0-7.
Wow.
This might be the longest stretch all season.
It probably
is. I would venture a guess for South Fayette without scoring.
2:26 remaining in the first. Neither team with a field goal here. 1-0 Trinity. Rigg has it swiped from behind, falling down. Lamondi can't keep it. Vieira reaching in will get a tie-up arrow with South Fayette.
Help me out, Randy. So 1, 2, 3. There are only 5 white jerseys out there, right? Well, 6 now with the sub coming in. But because they're just so all over the place. I've got to give a whole bunch of, even though it's just 1-0, right? Trinity has done a good job of sustaining against that pressure. Now, you'd like a field goal or two, so it's Lafayette, but Lafayette, you know, they just get teams down early and they take advantage of that.
Vieira dribbles into traffic, but able to save it near the baseline as she gets it to Kenzie Rumberger. South Fayette driving right side of the lane. Kick out by Lamondi. Has a wide open Rumberger. She misses from three-point land. Under two to go in the first. And again, I repeat, still 1-0
Four
Trinity.
Four great looks from beyond the arc. Yeah, here they are, 0-3, and still 1-0.
That solo homer in the first. It's been enough for Trinity.
Trying to make it stand out. Stand up.
Well, Gabby's brother, J.R. Rigg, he's an excellent baseball player for the Hillers. We'll see him in the spring. But in the meantime, the 1-0 lead holding up. Here's a player getting free. Left-handed layup missed by Gabby Humphreys. That was the best look of the night thus far. The other way, Rumberger. She'll take it the distance. And there's your first field goal of the night. It's 2-1 South Fayette. 1:10 left
in
the first.
13 left. Really great slip cut by Humphreys. Just way too strong with a left-handed layup, which led to the transition basket for Kenzie Rumberger.
Williamson backs it off near the half-court line. Top right point, it's Kamari Behrens, guarded by Lamondi. The South Fayette, great job in creating open shots. Haven't been able to sink one, but the defense ultimately produces.
I'm pretty sure no one had 2-1 on their bingo card as a first quarter score late.
Left elbow, Rigg pulls up. South Fayette fans wanted to travel. No dice there. Humphreys, pass fake to her. Handoff from Williamson to Behrens. Behrens top of the key. Out to defend is LaRue. Forces her back and backpedaling. Picks up her dribble. Tight to the far sideline. Needs some help. Timeout called by Trinity. We'll take a break as well. Is the score 2-1 South Fayette. 15 seconds left of the first on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hey, welcome back in the first. 15.3 left. South Fayette leading 2-1. Just to clean something up, JR,
he
already graduated. He's at Seton Hill.
Sutton
great baseball program.
Sutton is a cousin to Eden and Jonah Williamson.
That's right. And Jonah, as you said, headed to Harvard. Eden at NYU, and NYU winners of 84 in a row. An NCAA Division III record. Here is Sutton Williamson dribbling with 10 seconds left to go. Harassed by LaRue, top of the key. It's Rigg, baseline, and we have a travel by Rigg with 2.8 left in the first.
Yeah, Oldricker flashed out on the near side to create that travel.
So 2.8 to work with here for South Fayette. They're going to roll it in. Rigg will come up right, grabs it half court. We'll try the buzzer beater attempt from the volleyball line on the Trinity end of the floor, but that off the back iron. And only one field goal the entire first quarter. South Fayette leads 2-1. We head to the second on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
Manny?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
That's the power of Bowser.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Defenses have been stingy so far in this one. One quarter in the books of the 5A quarterfinals. South Fayette 2, Trinity 1. I'll recap the scoring for you. Sutton Williamson, one free throw in the opening minute. Kenzie Rumberger with the only field goal.
They have made our bookkeeping duties easy through the first 8 minutes.
And that was with a little over a minute left.
113.
When Rumberger scored. So South Fayette opens with possession here to start the second. Air is right. Blocked out of there by Bentley Lahue.
Humphreys.
Or check that, Humphreys.
Fantastic play. Step, she came from her left to the right to make that block.
And now trying to flash open back door was Lahue, but the pass tipped out of bounds by Wright.
So Kamari Behrens is driving from left to right. I think you're going to take that short jumper. I know you want to pass for a better opportunity on the baseline, but they'll take those opportunities. Twice they pass out of chances in the paint the Hillers have.
Behrens triggering in from the baseline right as Trinity sets up shop here. Early in the second quarter, Williamson fouled.
Lamondi
throws her hands out in frustration. Called for that one. 7:17 to play in this second quarter. 2-1 South Fayette. 5A quarters. Winner of this will face the winner between Baldwin and Peters Township. Williamson accepts the inbounds near the half court line on top of the PT Peters Township logo. Behrens right wing guarded by Lamondi. Behrens will glide to her left, feeds it to Emmerich. Wright picks her up. Now it's Lahue. Back to the deliberate possession and driving, finding a crease. It's Williamson on the left side, banks it home. 3-2 Trinity leading. South Fayette sprinting the other way. LaRue left elbow jumper rims out. Lahue grabs the rebound.
It's her fourth rebound. Still just one. It's one of 11, I believe, now for South Fayette.
Williamson has all 3 points for Trinity with a 3-2 lead. 6.5 remaining in the second. Lahue off to Humphreys. Well defended by LaRue. And 5-second call prompted by LaRue with that defense.
She's a guard forward, but 5'11", she got that length.
Yes, she does.
Did a great job right there. Her sister, by the way, Ava. Former player here. Went to Elon and now has ended up at Robert Morris. Her brother Quinn on the boys volleyball team. And everyone knows Big Frankie, her dad, former player for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Francois LaRue, who was the protector of guys like Jaromir Jagr and Mario Lemieux. Three left corner, missed by Wright. Rebounded by Williamson. Trinity still holding that 3-2 lead. South Fayette, only one field goal. Well, one field goal each way, but it's a 3-2 lead for Trinity. Out to defend near the half-court line again. Lamondi on Emmerich. Here is Behrens. Will pass it to the top left point with Williamson.
So these three at the top for Trinity have done a good job of handling, for the most part, that defense. And they've been patient, as you would expect, right? As the 9-1. They'd be the more deliberate team offensively.
We talked about this in about another game, being deliberate and possessing the basketball. It works as long as you're efficient.
Well, it was South Fayette boys, ironically, last night against Penn Hills. They ended up losing that first-round matchup.
Flashing open is Humphreys, and Wright comes out of nowhere to deny it. The ball comes to Emmerich, though, for three. She misses. Long rebound chased down by Behrens. Trinity with a third-chance opportunity. Leading by one with 5 minutes to go in the second.
How about that block from nowhere for Leo Wright? Give credit to Trinity for getting two offensive rebounds. Shoot that.
Williamson, pull up Jay from 10 feet out, no good. LaRue with that reach, able to pick that ball like a plum off a tree right over the head of Lahue. Down to the right corner, it's Vieira. Kick out to Lamondi. She'll look back at head coach Brian Bennett in his ninth year. Four instructions to South Fayette trying to settle in. Their only basket came in transition. Oldecker shimmies in. Drive right side off the high window. No good. Wright climbs the ladder again. This time for a rebound. Swatted away by Humphreys. Her second denial of the first half. The other way go the Hillers. Oh, a little crossover move by Williamson. Draws a foul on Vieira. That'll be her second of the game. Williamson to the free throw line. 4:08 to play in the second. 3-2 Trinity leading on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
Now Sutton Williamson at the free throw line missed the first. Trinity called a timeout, then misses the second. And so the score is still 3-2 Trinity.
So we're under 4 minutes, so halfway through this second quarter. It's been pretty exciting for just 5 points.
Wide open, Wright misses on a layup. Gets her own rebound, putback is there, and she is fouled for an and-one opportunity. Great assist there by Kenzie Rumberger.
As she comes left side, flips it right side, even though Wright misses. Presence of mind to follow up, so she's got a block. Three rebounds, a steal, and 2 points. Does Layla Wright.
Free throw good for Wright. And South Fayette with a 5-3 lead. 3:48 to go in the first half.
So I'm looking in. Is the lid off that basket now?
Might be.
We'll see. That's the basket to the left for those listening.
Trinity in the forecourt with Vit Emrich. Barron's top left point, Lamondi defending tightly and actively. Barron's with the clock counting, tries to give it up, but it's stolen by Wright. Jumps the pass right, bounce pass to Lamondi. She misses on the bunny. Rebound tipped out to Lehue.
Apparently the lid is still there.
Yes.
That's great defense.
That answers that question.
Great pass, but you miss the transition layup.
3:16 and counting here in the second quarter. 5-3 South Fayette. Lehue possesses on top of the PT logo. Now to Rigg back in the game, guarded by Rumberger. Sliding right and then left. Williamson on the handoff, top of the key. Now obviously just trying to play keep away, find the open look. Humphreys has been able to come open. She's not on the floor right now, but able to come open a couple of times near the rim. Here, Williamson around a screen from Barron's. Bounce pass, Lehue open. Great pass, Williamson. Lehue with the finish. Bentley Lehue on the score sheet. And Trinity ties the score
Williams,
5-5.
She goes right to left. No, she had support on the other side. Gets it. And now Williamson is called for a foul against Wright at the other end.
Wright to the free throw line. 2:33 to go in the second. We're tied 5-5 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Layla Wright, 1-for-2 on that trip to the line is South Fayette with a 6-3 lead, or 6-5 lead, excuse me. And it's Trinity with the basketball after grabbing the rebound following the right miss. Wright defending on Emrich. Right corner, Rigg three, got it. A good perimeter shooter, Gabby Rigg, drains the triple. Trinity leapfrogs back in front, 8-6, two to go in the first half.
So two good back-to-back possessions, keyed by two good assists from Sutton Williamson.
I mentioned Rigg missed some time with a shoulder injury. Great to have her back if your Trinity made a couple of big three-pointers in the win against West Allegheny in the first round. Trinity leads by two, right, wide open. She'll step in, passes away. LaRue, three around the screen, hard off the backboard, rebound Lehu.
Six rebounds now for Bentley Lehu.
127 and counting in the
you
first half.
You can see, right, that was in Wright's head and in LaRue's head because both had open looks from the left side for three, and both were a little hesitant. And LaRue was way too strong.
And one of the other points to playing a deliberate offense, if you can keep the other team inefficient, which South Fayette certainly has been, the defense for Trinity and rebounding has been very good. And trying to avoid a trap and doing so was Emmerich, and then passed to Williamson. She's fouled out of the wide open near the perimeter right. Tried to jump the pass but commits the foul.
You know, Randy, you hear like offense is spreading out the defense. I think it's South Fayette's defense that's spreading out the offense in this one. And again, all credit to Trinity because it's sustained pressure. It's not full court pressure, right? It's half court pressure. It's sustained man-to-man pressure, and the Hillers have done a great job of handling it.
1 minute left in the second. Inbounds to Williamson. Crosses it over on Rumberger. Tries to swipe it near the volleyball line. Passing it back near the half-court line to Emmerich. Barron's forced back by Oldecker. And then throws one away. Does Barron's looking for Emmerich on the near side, but airmails the pass.
And there it is right there, right? They force him back to the half-court line. And then Kamari Barron's tries to throw it back right, and it's just off timing. She has to try to get it over an outstretched arm, and it's a turnover for the Hillers.
And that length you talked about, South Fayette, just about every player on the floor has it, and that really wreaks havoc on the opposing team. We've got a...
Kamari Barron's creates havoc.
Yeah, tie-up as Lehu dove on the ball, and the arrow is with Trinity. So still 8-6 Hillers, 25.8 to go now in the second quarter.
Bring Rigg back in really quick, right? She hit that three a little bit ago. Maybe she gets another opportunity late. Yeah, it's 8-6, folks. 2-point conversion pending. 8 for Trinity, 6 for South Fayette.
Here comes Emmerich, past the Barons in the forecourt, 14 seconds. Hand off to Williamson. Out wide, right defending. Now on to Humphreys, 5 seconds. Williamson around a screen from Humphreys. 2 seconds, well defended. Throws one up, mid-blocks no good. And that'll end the first half with Trinity leading 8-6. And just as Bobby had said, you heard that right. 8-6 Trinity at the half. And we'll come back and recap this one as you are tuned into coverage here on NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, we'll keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
And we're back at the half here on the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network. Great to have you along. I'm Randy Gore along with Bob Orquist. And not often would you say that the score is 8-6 at the half and it was very exciting, but it actually
sure was.
Right? The defense phenomenal for both teams. South Fayette with the length wreaking havoc and Trinity holding its own, especially on the glass, as South Fayette extremely inefficient. Only two field goals for them. I'll recap the first quarter. Sutton Williamson had a free throw, 1-for-2 in the first minute of the game. Then the only other point was a Kenzie Rumberger lay-in in transition to make it 2-1 South Fayette at the end of one. And Gabby Rigg hit a big three-pointer late in the second quarter to vault Trinity ahead 8-6. That's where we are at right now.
Let me timestamp those for you. 1:13 left in the first quarter was the Rumberger lay-in. A minute 10 into the second quarter was the Williamson basket. Those were the first two field goals in the game, hence the 8-6 game. The most active player, definitely Layla Wright. 4 points, four rebounds, two steals. On the other side, Bentley Layu with the 2 points has six rebounds for Trinity. Gabby Humphreys has three rebounds and a pair of blocks. A couple of assists for Sutton Williamson. Back-to-back, she found Layu for a layup and Rigg for the open three.
I have a score in the other quarterfinal of interest. Peters Township, the 12th seed, leading 4th-seeded Baldwin 21-16. So the lower seeds on this side of the bracket both leading at the half.
Well, they've got a bevy of points in that one compared to our 14.
That's a real shootout.
They're at 37, right? We're seeing some highlights right there. That was a nice – that was Rumberger's layup, the first basket of the game. This was Williamson's first basket for Trinity early in the second quarter.
Now, unless you're going to show rebounds, this highlight's probably not going to last very long.
Well, Layla Wright's in. That was one of her blocks.
There was one of the blocks
by Gabby Humphreys.
But well-played game is South Fayette, winners of 14 in a row.
Let me just add this, okay?
Yeah.
Their lowest point total, being South Fayette, Randy, 54 in the 56-54 loss to Miami Country Day. Lest you think that was an upset, Miami Country Day has won 9 straight titles, including 3 straight. So that's a pretty good team South Fayette lost to in Florida.
Well, we'll see what the message will be coming out of halftime for both squads. Trinity obviously has to feel very good about where they're at. South Fayette, I mean, they're obviously very much in the game, but I don't think they're going to be happy at all.
I think both teams, Coach Belletti and Coach Bennett, happy with the effort, right? Because
yes,
the effort
is
no
doubt
great.
About that.
It's not, you're going to look at the score and say 8-6, what's going on? It's not that kind of 8-6 game, which is the great thing about sports, because you never know. By the way, Brian Bennett has Trinity history. He was a 7th grade and a 9th grade coach at Trinity before his travels took him to South Fayette, where earlier this year he won game number 200. So congratulations to him. It was actually against Montour December the 18th.
They also at Seton LaSalle led the Rebels to a pair of Whippeal runner-up finishes in 2009 and 2010 and had been an assistant under Danny Holzer at Upper St. Clair, obviously an excellent coach in Class 6A.
That's a good place to be, right?
Yeah.
So they lost last year. They interrupted 3 straight title run, South Fayette, losing to Peters Township, the great team that they had. They avenged that because they beat Peters Township on the way to their first ever state championship.
Well, let's step aside for another break here on the halftime show. Trinity leading South Fayette 8-6 at intermission. Back with more on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At the half, it's Trinity 8, South Fayette 6 in the Class 5A girls basketball quarterfinals. And again in the other quarter on this side of the bracket, Peters Township up on Baldwin 21-16, being played right now at Bethel Park High School. To take a look on the far side of the bracket, two-seeded Thomas Jefferson facing the seventh-seeded Fox Chapel Foxes tonight at Mount Lebanon, third-seeded Indiana taking on sixth-seeded Penn Trafford. So that's all part of this Class 5A bracket from earlier at this location. In 3A, Beaver Falls with a healthy victory 68-45 over Waynesburg using a 12-0 run in the late first quarter, early second quarter, and then pulling away from the Raiders in that one. But Bob Orquist, 8-6 Trinity here against South Fayette.
Just want to say this. We had 3A basketball in the opener where six teams go to the states. 5A, eight teams are in. So you're losing tonight. Your season is not over. You're in the consolation. You're playing for seeding as far as the state playoffs. Trinity has upset on their minds. I'm sure they're happy being plus two. I don't think Bill Poletti thought it would have been an 8-6 score. Well, you take what you get, right? You play the game as it presents itself.
We'll see how it plays out here at half number two. The South Fayette Lions huddled up around Coach Brian Bennett. And Bill Poletti in his second year leading the Trinity Hillers. Coach Poletti, a guidance counselor in the district, took over following legendary Coach Kathy McConnell Miller, who's now in her second year at Carnegie Mellon University. And Bill was McConnell Miller's assistant coach prior to taking over as the head coach.
Yeah, I remember Bill, he was on the team on Cher Valley basketball that won a title. Started for them under Tim McConnell, played football at Duquesne. Then spent some time at Grove City under the great Steve Lamy. Or maybe it was on the other side.
A lot of great coaching minds to work under
there. You know, if you're on a McConnell coaching tree,
yeah,
that's a good tree to be on.
Well, South Fayette opens with a basketball to start the second quarter. This time a block by Barons and out of bounds on Lamondi. Trying to take it to the rim here, the early going in the third, opening possession.
The key for South Fayette, right? If you're Trinity, you want to keep this. They just turn it over. LaRue's frustrated. I was just going to say, so Trinity, you keep the intensity. South Fayette, you've got to just shake this off. You've not been here. You probably not. You were 29 wins last year, right? 29-2. You've not been here probably 3 or 4 years for these players in a situation where you're missing shots and you're in a tight game, although there's that defense. That's been consistent.
Trying to raise the intensity level on defense there. Vieira forces that ball out of bounds off of her. Had a couple of fouls in the first half. Ball set in by Barron to the backcourt with Emmerich. Glides across the timeline. 8-6 Trinity leading in the third. Early stages, 7:26 and counting. Humphreys with LaRue guarding.
Vieira, by the way, offers already from Youngstown State, Duquesne, Bucknell, and Kent State. Just picked up that Kent State offer.
And Vieira just a sophomore, so reeling in the offers. And you can see why with her play. As here's the ball jarred loose, and Vieira diving for it. She'll get to it. Timeout called by South Fayette. 7:05 to go in the third. 8-6 Trinity in front. In the 5A quarterfinals, you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 412-344-4663. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
8-6 Trinity, 7:05 on the clock.
Here's
the
what
third.
I love. Two hustle plays in a row. But I just told you the offense for Vieira. She's diving around on the floor. And coaches love that. Bennett, Coach Bennett, any of the college coaches watching that love that.
And saw some time as a freshman. Was very impactful last year, the state championship run. And off the bench. And now not only having a breakout sophomore year, major contributor, LaRue. Of course, she's a major contributor. Hands it off back to Vieira. She'll come wide open for three and drains it. 9-6 South Fayette, 6:35 to play in the third.
Yeah, they go up by one. Finally a three. They've had a ton of open looks in the first half. They get that one from Vieira on the left wing.
So 9-8 South Fayette. We'll see how Trinity responds. You can see the intensity
they force
level.
They force them near half court.
Yep, travel.
And a travel. All kind of. Oldicker's all fired up. She created that turnover.
And just the energy level up another notch for South Fayette. And so it was Humphreys, or check that, Lehue rather, who committed the travel. And South Fayette now with a one-point lead with the basketball. Underneath, kick out, tic-tac-toe, Vieira open, long two, and she connects.
So they get it to Oldicker. Oldicker goes to the opposite side to Layla Wright, who says, no, I'm not going to settle for a six-footer. We'll go to Vieira for a 15-footer. Two baskets in a row for Vieira.
5-0 run for Vieira.
I think everyone in this gym, Trinity included, Randy, has expected this kind of run from South Fayette. Now you got to quell that. You got to try to stop that if you're the Hillers.
Down to 5.5 to play in the third. Barron's. Along the perimeter, will back it off. Oldecker defending. Bounce to the right side with Williamson. In between the leg dribble, Lamondi defending. Moves inside the perimeter. Humphreys outside the perimeter with LaRue on her. Tight D from the Lions. Williamson drives right side of the lane. She comes free for a scoop layup. 11-10, Trinity down by one.
Her fifth point. Good patience. She finds the lane. It splits. She drives the right blocks for the lay-in.
Williamson parting the Red Sea on that one.
It's actually the white and green sea.
Well, unless you take into account the colors here, Peters Township could still stay. The lane is red.
Understood.
Right?
I get that.
Historical reference, Bobby.
Historical reference and a visual reference with the paint being red here at the AHN Arena.
11-10 South Fayette after a miss. Wright dives for a loose ball after she jarred it free from Emmerich, and they're going to get a timeout.
Trinity got a timeout.
Wow, so they say possession enough there, and that's the argument from Coach Bennett. He's saying no way, but it will be a timeout for Trinity, much to the chagrin.
By the way, he's right.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Of the South Fayette faithful. 11-10, Lions by one. 4:37 to go in the third on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7.
More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
South Fayette with the 11-10 lead, 4:37 left in the third quarter.
Would it be fair to call this a slugfest so far?
I think so. It is absolutely a slugfest. And the inbounds pass tipped and taken away by Layla Wright. South Fayette driving. Wright, the miss. Rebound goes to Emmerich. Now Trinity. Boy, South Fayette just gets back so quickly, you can't even start in transition. Emmerich surveys, guarded by LaRue. Top right with Williamson. She's been able to create on her own a couple of times.
5 points, two good assists, too, for Williamson.
Right corner, three. Emmerich, the miss. Rebound tipped around. Barons controls, but travels.
Three rebounds now for Kamari Barons.
Vieira sends it into Wright. Walks it forward midway through the third. Rigg will check in on the next whistle. Holdecker from the right side. Two-time All-Big 56 first-teamer is Holdecker. She'll drive. Was also the section player of the year last year of the Big 5-6 conference. And after her miss, it's Trinity basketball. Trailing by one, 11-10.
12 points a game for her, over 15 for LaRue. Around 10 for Wright, over 15 for LaMondi. Yep, they're stuck at 11 points. Almost a turnover there, but good hands. Vieira again. It'll be a left baseline inbound for the Hillers.
Vieira jumping the routes, but off of her and out of bounds.
We saw Beaver Falls do that a lot in the opener.
Baseline left to inbound. Emmerich does so to Williamson, top of the key, crosses it over again. Oh, almost travels, but keeps the left foot on
the
floor.
She did. Took an extra stumble with the right foot, but kept the pivot foot planted.
So after avoiding the travel, the ball comes back to her near the half-court line, and then it's swiped free. Steal by Kenzie Rumberger all the way to the basket with it. 13-10 South Fayette.
It doesn't matter who is at the top of the defense. Everyone, that time Rumberger with her fourth point in transition, they are just disruptive.
Now Rumberger at 5'7", the most diminutive of the bunch, not to say that she's short, but of this group on the floor, and she was able to come out and make a play happen with the quick hand. She's defending again on Emmerich.
That's all 4v4 action, counterpart number-wise.
Williamson off the handoff.
There it is again. It's LaRue.
Yeah, LaRue almost jars it free.
And now step up with Layla Wright.
Near the free throw line, Emmerich on the right side. Humphreys on the feed from Barons.
All that, and Trinity has handled this. It's not been pretty at times, but they are sustaining against this pressure.
Oh, pass to Williamson, bumped and fouled from behind by Vieira. Vieira just aggressive there coming in, and when Williamson stopped on a dime, Vieira went crashing in for the foul.
It doesn't matter, right? You could say Vieira, they're all aggressive defensively. But that's right, you get a good pass, right? So the pass comes in and she slips behind Vieira, who comes crashing down the right side and crashes into the back. So that's three on Vieira. She come to the bench? I think she did.
Yet LaMondi re-enters. As Rumberger remains.
That's a touch, not a possession. That's why I was able to go in the backcourt for Emmerich.
And Emmerich backcourt to forecourt, right, guarding tightly.
Jeez.
Up to Rigg, top left.
She is such an in-your-face player, Layla.
Humphreys, baseline jumper, short range, missed. May have been partially blocked by LaMondi as Holdecker fumbles the ball in the forecourt, and then Barron's called for a foul.
I don't think it was blocked. It definitely was affected because of the quickness, right? You realize you don't have a lot of time that you might normally have. That rest didn't last long for Vieira.
No, it did not. Wright will exit. Vieira back in with 1:42 to play in the third. 13-10 South Fayette. Defense! Lions work the offense, top of the key, Oldecker. Williamson defending, will pass it off to a wide-open Rumberger. Fires up the three, no good. Rebound tipped around. LaRue is called for it over the back.
Unless there was a push, let's see this replay. That's good. That's a good call. She threw her body into the back of Kamari Behrens.
Juju LaRue scored her 1,000th career point on January 10th, put up 31 against Norwin, but called for the foul there. And Rigg and LaRue are going to call a tie-up as LaRue ripped the ball from Rigg, and the arrow is with South Fayette.
Unofficially, Randy, I'm going to embellish this number. That's the 38th time player or players have been on the floor in this one. They've just gone at each other.
They may not be embellished enough.
We may never see a 13-10 game late in the third quarter that has been this highly competitive. They're just competing with each other, both teams defensively. There's a case in point right there.
Third block by Humphreys as she swats away the driving Kenzie Rumberger on the left side of the lane. 1:10 to go in the third. Now a trap for South Fayette. Emmerich in trouble and a timeout called by Trinity. That leaves the Hillers with two remaining after this one. 1:06 to go in the third. 13-10 South Fayette leading Trinity in the 5A quarterfinals on NFHS and WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Trinity cheerleaders watching on as the Hillers trailing by three, but with the basketball late in the third quarter. 1:05 to play on the inbounds accepted by Behrens backcourt. Emmerich defended by Wright. Loses her balance, but the ball fortuitously bounces to Williamson, who then loses it out of bounds.
Yeah, Rumberger gets her hands in there, knocks it off of Sutton Williamson. So two things. I give all the credit to the World Trinity. They've stayed deliberate. They've not lit it up offensively, but they've sustained against this pressure very well. The other thing is South Fayette, right? They have not let their offensive struggles affect their defensive game or their hustle game, either way.
Driving in, it's Oldecker, who then commits a frustration foul as Williamson had the rebound.
Maybe I should scratch that comment, right? Certainly a frustration foul riding Oldecker. I don't know. She was reaching in. The ball came loose.
After missing on the layup, tried to gain it back. She felt like she had done so cleanly, but the officials feel otherwise. That's the third team foul on South Fayette in this third quarter, 37.6 left.
It's a team, Randy, that averages 72.3 points a game. They've got 13 with a half a minute to go in the third quarter, South Fayette. They allow 34.7. They've only allowed 10. So there you go.
Near steal, South Fayette. Lamondi lost it, though. It results in a two-on-one. Humphreys with the layup. Trinity down by one, 13-12.
First bucket for Humphreys. Good assist from Behrens left to right.
16 seconds left of the period. Rumberger will hold it for the moment. Now hands it off to Oldecker. Surveys in between the circles. 6 seconds to LaRue. She loses the handle. Behrens dives on the floor for it. And then we have a tie-up. Arrow is with Trinity. 1.7 seconds, though, just left in this third.
I know one thing for certain. All these young ladies will sleep well tonight because they have not. It's effort everywhere.
travel on the inbounds, they call it, with 0.3 left.
Yeah, they got it into, it was actually Emmerich. Yep. Now, with 0.3, you need to lob it in. You don't have much time to catch it and shoot it. You've got to try to get it to the hoop.
Lamondi will inbound from the far sideline in the forecourt. Lobs it up toward the rim, tipped by LaRue, but it goes behind toward the quarter. And that'll do it for the third. South Fayette 13, Trinity 12 through 3. The fourth quarter coming up in this 5A quarterfinal. Could an upset be brewing? We'll find out on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hello, this is State Senator Camera Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
4th quarter about to commence here from Peters Township High School in the 5A quarterfinals. Top-seeded South Fayette, one of the best teams in the state, the reigning state champions, leading by just one, 13-12. Trinity on defense here as the 4th quarter begins. South Fayette outscored Trinity 7-4 in the 3rd quarter.
Good hands by Leyu on the spike of steel.
Rumberger kicks out from the mid-blocks to right, misses on a three, top of the key. Oldecker rebound, putback is there for Ryan Oldecker. That's her first of the game, and it's 15-12 South Fayette.
That's a good basket for Oldecker. That's our first time in the stat calls of the rebound. And a
tip to the backcourt by Rumberger. Emmerich saves it, now off to Behrens, who hustles ahead. We'll back it off now with 7:22 remaining in the fourth. Three-point lead South Fayette. In trouble, and a travel by Behrens.
We're not going to see this replay. We're going to see the putback of Oldecker. But Layla Wright clapping her hands, points the other way. It's our possession. I did that. They're invested, even though it's 15-12. Both teams are invested in this one.
Oldecker off the handoff on the left wing. Lamondi to LaRue. Handoff again, this time right top of the key. Dribbles right, feeds it that way to Rumberger. Wide open is Wright for three. Takes her time, but still a miss. And the rebound collected by Behrens. Quickly to Emmerich, trying to avoid the defense of South Fayette. Emmerich no longer can avoid Wright now in the forecourt, angling to the right side. Under seven to go in the fourth period. South Fayette leading 15-12. Trinity trying to chip away at that. Points obviously have been hard to come by. Williamson finds Leahy, but kind of fumbles the pass and then travels.
So great job by Williamson. She flashes out high post, top of the key, as a passing option, and they fake it. And then she just cuts. And then unselfish, kind of a good pass to Leahy, even though she couldn't control it.
South Fayette by three with possession. 6:17 and counting. Oldecker, left side of the lane, mid blocks, good pump fake, leaner, no good, rebound, Behrens able to garner that around LaRue, who commits a foul.
Five rebounds now for Kamari Behrens.
They call that on Oldecker, rather.
It's her third.
Now, I have her for three as well. They only posted two on the board, but I'm with you on that, Bobby. We near 6 minutes. 15-12 South Fayette. Williamson on the feed from Behrens, left wing. Rumberger defending. Williamson will flip the ball off to Emmerich. Near half court. Now it's Humphreys, top right point. LaRue.
Stole within the bucket of your Trinity.
Humphreys now to Emmerich, who gets free from a couple of defenders, finds a wide open player. Behrens misses on the three ball. Fight for the rebound. Once more, we'll have the arrow, which will belong with Trinity.
Wright gets the rebound and the tie-up. That'll be her fifth rebound. By the way, her brother Aiden is a freshman, had a great freshman football season at South Lafayette. He's already picked up an offer from UConn.
Now, older brother Tyson, and a second-team all-conference linebacker as well for Layla Wright. And there's a steal.
Got hurt yesterday. Not sure how bad in the third quarter against Penn Hills. Went up, got a loose ball, and came out awkward and hurt his knee.
Short jumper missed by LaRue from the right side. Rebound Behrens after the...
Still no points for LaRue.
Fake pass Williamson. Scoop layup off the window. 15-14, one-point game against South Fayette's lead trimmed to one. Williamson leading all scorers with seven here in the fourth quarter. Seven for the night, but coming with that seventh point in this fourth quarter. Points have come at a premium, as we said.
Yeah, sometimes that would go without explanation. In this game, you have to explain it. That's rebound number seven after the LaRue miss for Kamari Behrens.
And missed with the left hand, near pickpocket by Wright. Jars it free again and out of bounds. Possession belongs with Trinity. Lamondi petitioning, but pretty clear from our perspective, the ball was last touched by Wright.
Yeah, that's a great finish on the last bucket by Williamson. Left wing, she fakes a little pass as she gets to the right blocks and then puts it up and in. You can see her athleticism as well on display. Their leading score at 15.5 a game.
There's the pickpocket. Rumberger does it again. She'll lead the track meet, lays it in easily. Rumberger, second time she's done that in the second half. She has six and is 17-14. And we have a charge drawn by Wright in the backcourt. Behrens runs through it. Hard foul there, and Wright took the brunt of it, but gladly doing so. Now, Coach Paletti is incensed. He can't believe the call, and he is being held back by one of his assistant coaches.
Set his play piece, will continue. No technical. Be fair to say that Layla Wright is fiery.
And she's firing her team up right now as well. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Three-point lead South Fayette. And
see,
Wright with the basketball in her hands.
She would shoot that in other games.
Pump fake, short range, miss off the front rim. Rebound Humphreys. Now Trinity, two on two. Left side, Williamson fires up the three, and she drains it. And we're tied, 17 all, 3:42 left in the fourth. Williamson in double figures, Bobby, with 10.
10 of their 17.
Timeout, South Fayette. This will be a full timeout. 3:33 to go, and the Trinity fans, you can hear them right underneath us. Back with more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. You can't turn on the TV or scroll through social media without being bombarded by insurance commercials. They're everywhere, even on the radio. Low rates, big savings. We'll insure your pet iguana. Okay, maybe not the iguana. Sadly, many times you're not saving money. You're just getting your coverage slashed. By the time there's a claim, it's too late to see you've been duped. At Chambers Insurance, our goal is to improve your coverage and get you savings. We're local, family-owned, and we'll work with you to find the right coverage. Chambers Insurance, since 1953.
We've got quite a ball game here at Peters Township. 17-17 score, 3:33 left. Top-seeded South Fayette on the ropes. The Trinity game plan, deliberate but effective. South Fayette has been inefficient for much of the night.
Absolutely well said.
Left corner three, Rumberger. She's been efficient, though.
How about the freshman?
9 points. And a huge triple right there to answer. South Fayette back on top, 20-17.
So fired up, like Trinity fans and their players and their cheerleaders, everyone, students are fired up. It's a shocked South Fayette contingent.
Williamson right down Broadway for the lay-in, 20-19.
She's good.
To answer, South Fayette does so, and
so
that's Rumberger.
How about
She's
that?
On fire, has 11.
This is the most active offensive spurt in this game.
22-19, South Fayette, 3-point lead again. 2:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Open the floodgates, Bobby O, here in the fourth quarter.
It's a trickle, but we'll take it. Interesting. We're at near 2.5 to go in this one.
Williamson, bounce pass, Beauty. Open, Lehue. Great feed there by Williamson. Lehue the finish. Back to a 1-point game.
She's had 3 fantastic assists.
Rumberger, confident, but misses off the high window on the drive.
7th rebound by Lehue.
2:13 and counting.
Humphrey snuck behind the D there, but they didn't see her and couldn't find her quick enough.
The reigning state champion, South Fayette, leading by 1, 22-21. Trinity, after a thrilling last-second win against West Allegheny in the opening round, we have a turnover, 5-second call, forced by the South Fayette defense on Emmerich.
Vieira, there's a replay on the video side of Kenzie Rumberger. How about the freshman, 11 points? Son Williamson, by the way, this is game 24. For Trinity, this is the 22nd time she's hit double figures.
Ultra consistent. A dozen for her tonight. South Fayette holding top right. Going to force Trinity to come out and defend, playing it out wide. Out comes Humphreys on Vieira. Humphreys jarred it free, but a foul. Or not Humphreys, excuse me, Lehue. Rigg will check in. There's Humphreys checking out.
Easy to see why I'm all caught up in emotions in this one. That Kenzie Rumberger, the freshman, really was big 5'6", second team. Part of the present and the future.
1-point lead South Fayette. Near steal, 120 remaining in the fourth quarter. Vieira will control top right point.
Fouls are 2-1. Trinity has to foul 3 more times. They just need to stop. It's been a patient. Normally, South Fayette would do this protecting a much bigger lead.
Well, they do that for this type of situation when they're in a tight game, and they are tonight, but there is Oldecker driving the right side. Knifes through for the layup. 3-point lead again, 24-21, South Fayette.
Both of her field goals big, both coming in this fourth quarter. Timeout, Hillers.
Trinity calls the TO with 52.8 on the clock. 24-21 South Fayette in the 5A quarterfinals on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
By the way, Randy, shout out to Bobby Belleville right there on the video huddle. Not only for having a great first name, she may have saved Bill Poletti from a technical foul after that charge earlier.
Also on the coaching staff, Mike Williams is an assistant. Of course,
it's Jonah and Eden's father.
That's right. And he played at W&J in the 90s. Here's Sutton Williamson for 3. Misses.
Sutton's uncle.
Out of the timeout.
That's the 7th rebound for Layla Wright.
And so South Fayette fouled Oldecker. Grabbed by Behrens. Vieira will check in for Wright. Lehue back in for
now. Down three. You can still try for a few seconds to get another steal. You still have two fouls to give. But you can try to get a turnover, create a turnover, get a steal.
Yeah, play aggressive. You're going to accomplish one or the other, either the steal or the foul, and we have a timeout called by South Fayette. 34.8 to go in the fourth. 3-point lead, South Fayette. Back with more on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to Big10Plus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
.38 remaining in what has been a thrilling contest of the 5A quarterfinals. The reigning state champs leading by three. One timeout left for each squad. And the possession with South Fayette. Inbounded to LaRue, who's immediately fouled by Williamson.
Still one more to give. Still 32.9 left in this regulation. Two on Sutton Williamson now, two personals.
Inbounded back court, and there's the foul by Rigg. So
you
now we're
foul,
at five.
Right? You didn't. You could have tried to force a turnover, but with 31.5, you had to foul quickly. So now your hope is that you miss some free throws if you're South Fayette. Although Rumberger, the freshman, has been impressive in this one.
Yes, she's the leading scorer for South Fayette in this game. 11 points, playing with confidence. The freshman, the swish. And it's a two-possession lead now, 12 for her. 25-21, four-point advantage for the Lions. And the second free throw, good as well. Rumberger has been outstanding in this one. With all the marquee names, the freshman stepping up. Trinity has to hurry, 25 seconds remaining in the fourth. Barron's pass tipped out of bounds by Wright. That's the trouble. You know you need to hurry, but how do you find an open shot against this?
That's the puzzle that opponents need to solve.
Yeah, this defense outstanding. Williamson grabs the inbounds, trips herself up a little bit on the dribble, able to recover though, keep possession. Rigg to Emmerich, three ball, batted by Lamondi on the block. Oh, and it's puffed free from behind. Oldecker had it. Barron's jars it free, but only 6 seconds, and a foul upcoming here. They're going to say on the floor is
the
foul.
Correct call. I think the contact was before the desperation shot was coming up. The puzzle, right? Trinity has become the closest team to solving this puzzle outside of Peters Township, who beat South Fayette in the championship game last year.
Inbounded to Williamson, just 4 seconds. Williamson three, back iron, no good. Lehue rebound, put back, will count, but still, I guess you could say too little, too late. South Fayette, the reigning state champions in 5A, prevail 26-23 in an exciting ball game here at Peters Township High School. 5A quarterfinals, and the number one seed taken to task, but hanging on to advance to the 5A semifinals. Last we had, Peters Township was leading at the half. We'll get more information on that. But we'll step aside for a break and come back with the postgame show here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good and Dr. Cullen Doyle are board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Good Orthodontics has offices in Mount Lebanon, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
And we return here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, also on the NFHS Network. And well, we've talked about it all game long. Not often do you see a low-scoring game like this be quite as exciting, but it was the intensity of the defense on both sides that made this one happen from the very get-go. The score was only 2-1 South Fayette at the end of one quarter. It was 8-6 Trinity at the end of two, as it was Gabby Rigg who hit the go-ahead three for the Hillers. Score after 4, 13-12 South Fayette, as they had outscored the Hillers 7-4 in the third. And as we said, in the fourth quarter, opened the floodgates because South Fayette scored 13, Trinity 11. But South Fayette, with that amount of 13 points in the final stanza, able to hang on for the win, 26-23. We were tied at one point in the fourth, 17-all on a Sutton Williamson three. But then after a timeout, Kenzie Rumberger answered with a three, and that put South Fayette ahead for good, as it turned out. They jumped ahead 20-17 and held a slim lead the rest of the way. What a ball game here tonight, Bob Orquist.
Well, let me say this. The cliche that applies is less than cliche tonight. Survive and advance.
Yes.
That's what South Fayette did. All credit to Trinity. They executed a great game plan. They stayed patient enough against a stifling defense at times. And they gave everything. They gave South Fayette everything they could handle. They fall short by 3 points. But no reason for anybody involved, anyone involved with Trinity, to hang your heads after that effort.
No, not at all. Well played ball game by Coach Paletti's group. And they'll keep playing on in the consolation bracket here in 5A. So season's not over for Trinity. They fall to 17-7.
Yeah, and they're in the state playoffs. It's just seeding wise.
Oh, right.
With the eight teams getting in here in 5A. So their work definitely not done. The effort like that is what they're going to bank on moving forward.
South Fayette now winners of 15 in a row with the win tonight. Now 22-1 overall, and they have not lost to a team in the district since last year.
To their credit, right? This kind of game, they're not used to it, yet they win by three. All credit to the Lions for that, and head coach Brian Bennett.
That tests your mettle, and South Fayette has proven their mettle here tonight. Well, coming up, we'll have our Player of the Game Award brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. That's coming up right after this.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Post-game show, South Fayette prevailing over Trinity 26-23 in a tight win in the 5A quarterfinals. And Bobby O, now time for our Player of the Game, again brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And how about the freshman, Kenzie Rumberger, 13 points and 11 of them in the second half.
Big three, couple of steals as well, and an assist on her ledger. So she gets half of their points, 13 of their 26. And by my numbers, that is a season high. And you're in the semifinals because of the work by freshman Kenzie Rumberger. Congratulations, Kenzie.
It's a star-studded lineup, and Kenzie may indeed be another star in the making, but she's certainly shone brightly tonight here this evening. Tip of the cap to Sutton Williamson as well. 12 points for her, in nine of those coming in the second half.
Yeah, she withstood a lot of that defensive pressure too. Had three nice assists and really kept Trinity alive. Kamari Behrens was good. Humphreys with some blocks and some rebounds. Layu finishes with 8 rebounds. So they were good. Layla Wright. Disruptive force. Even though she struggled offensively, disruptive force. You win this game, South Fayette, with Juju LaRue not scoring a point.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that just goes to show, you know, when you need a player to step up, and that's the story of the love of sports, right, and the story of a postseason. Sometimes even with a star-studded lineup, you just never know who's going to step up in the playoffs.
Semifinals again, going for their fourth title now, South Fayette, in the last 5 seasons, and they took it. They took everything Trinity had, and they've advanced. So what a fantastic. You're going to say 26-23. People are going to look at this and not realize how fantastic of a game this 26-23 victory for South Fayette was.
And South Fayette will play Peters Township as they upset Baldwin tonight, 43-36.
Oh, those two have a history,
yeah,
I think.
I think they do. So a rematch of last year's 5A WPIL title tilt. Of course, they played in the state playoffs as well, with South Fayette earning revenge in that one. So a little bit of intrigue continues when you get to the WPIL semifinals, which will be played on Saturday. The championship in 5A Friday at 7 o'clock on February 27th at the Pete. So the path to the Pete continues for South Fayette, and our pathway home will get started here in just a moment. By the way, before we say goodbye, this game of the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this broadcast without the express written consent of the WPIAL, the NFHS Network, and the WJPA Sports Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid for by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. Well, the Jim Turner Award, I don't want to hand that out tonight, so we're going to say goodbye. South Fayette winners tonight over Trinity, 26-23. For our cast and crew here from Peters Township, for Bob Orquist, I'm Randy Gore. Always a pleasure, Bobby. We bid you a pleasant good night on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.